This is Senator Al Simpson. Senate Democrats had their chance to finally attack America's $4 trillion debt last month, but they sure blew it. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Congress has piled up a $4 trillion plus debt because the president has no choice other than to accept these huge, loaded spending bills or veto the whole package. If the president had the clear power of line item veto, he could really cut the pork and waste from government. 43 out of 50 states have approved the line item veto, but Democrats in Congress turn their back on this every chance they get. Now, last month, the Senate had another grand opportunity to give the president this power, but you Democrats made quite certain it died. Right here on Face Off, Ted, you have told our gentle listeners that you support the line item veto. So can you now tell us why you voted against it in the Senate? Don't tell us one thing and do the opposite. Yet an old trait is hard to shake, huh?
Al, I support the line item veto. It works in 43 states, and it can work for the federal government, too. What I'm not for, Al, is the line item veto at any price. Your Republican guerrilla tactics are muddying the water and giving that good idea a bad name. You undermine support for the line item veto by your trick of attaching it as a rider to unrelated legislation. That's posturing, Al. It's too much baggage for the other bills to bear. If the rider is adopted, the whole package will die. As you well know, Al, there's intense opposition to the line item veto. Much of it is partisan, and your tactics are making things worse. I'm willing to give the line item veto to a Republican president, Al. I'll be waiting to see how you vote next year on giving that power to a Democratic president. Will you still be for it, Al, or just very still? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.